A new generation of young leaders entered Ukrainian politics after the mass protests that toppled a pro-Russian president in 2014. Current President Volodymyr Zelensky is one, and there are many more. They have few memories of life under Soviet rule, and they say this war has hardened their resolve to align Ukraine with the West. NPR's Franco Ordonez spent time with some of them. He begins with a member of a women's battalion who wants Western leaders to do more.
On a windy afternoon, Alona Shkrum is running late. She's struggling to find a way out of the heavily guarded government quarter in Central Kyiv. She holds down her hair as she carefully crawls under thick barbed wire fencing at a military checkpoint.
Unfortunately, today it's very tough. Sorry about that, but this is what you get for
No
country in a war.
As we move past piles of sandbags and anti-tank barricades, the 34-year-old member of parliament explains how she sees this war. For her, this moment is a continuation of what young people have been fighting for since the Maidan Revolution 8 years ago that ousted the pro-Russian leader, Viktor Yanukovych.
You know, as a country, we actually very prepared for this kind of war in terms of psychologically, because we know very well why we are doing it and why we are protecting our country.
Like President Zelensky, Shkrum was elected without much political experience, but she had international experience. She went to grad school in France and worked in international law in Paris and London. She speaks French and English with ease.
Well, Alona is even younger than me, and I'm 35. It's quite a young age to be involved into the politics at all.
That's Jerema Duch, a veteran political advisor of past Ukrainian administrations. He says new leaders like Shkrum not only can speak with Western heads of state without an interpreter, but they understand their culture, their idiosyncrasies. They know how things work.
They've seen the world and they understand what we need to fix here in Ukraine.
Yevhenia Kravchuk is another example. She's 36 and a member of Zelensky's party. She says the hunger for new ideas was so great that it led her party in 2019 to ban anyone from joining who had been in the parliament before.
It's new people, new thinking. It was like a big, you know, elevator for people to become politicians, to become leaders, new leaders.
And she says the war has focused Ukrainians, young and old, on this vision for a more democratic Ukraine that is being championed by young leaders. A recent poll shows that since the start of the war, a record 91% of Ukrainians now want their country to join the European Union.
It's not that we're happy that the war sort of fastened our way to European Union, but it actually made everything black and white.
Back on the streets in Kyiv, Alona Shkrum stops in front of a restaurant. That was one of the very few that remained open during the early days of the war. She says the scene inside was straight out of the movie Casablanca.
We would see a table of, you know, soldiers who needed to eat somewhere, a table of local defenders of Kyiv, like territorial defense units, everybody armed, everybody with weapons, a table of members of parliament who are here.
Even now, as we walk inside, half of the restaurant is filled with soldiers, their machine guns and sniper rifles resting on their legs or tucked in corners. It was here over bowls of traditional chicken soup and eggs that these young leaders would strategize and divvy up roles to play.
And so we created this kind of women battalion for members of parliament who are women, who speak foreign languages, who have the connections, who has this international, you know, audience.
Shkrum says the women's battalions were not about excluding men, but recognizing this was something women had to lead, because men were not allowed to leave the country.
So for us, it made sense that if men cannot do it, then we will go abroad and we will talk to politicians and we will tell them what is going on here.
She and three other battalion members met with Western leaders, with ministers of defense, ministers of the economy. They met with French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who, soon after sitting down with the members, made a surprise visit to Kyiv.
We would have a list of what we need to be done in terms of weapon supply, in terms of medical supply, in terms of humanitarian aid.
Yevhenia Kravchuk from Zelensky's party went with another group to the United States to meet with leading members of Congress and top officials at the State Department and Pentagon. Alona Shkrum says everyone has a role to play. The country's existence is at stake.
This is a fight for our lives. I, as a member of parliament, is on the red list either to be killed or to be captured. So obviously it's a fight for existence, but it's also the fight to choose our own future.
And she says it's really just that simple. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Kyiv, Ukraine.